This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. AI is killing your communication skills. What happened? Artificial intelligence tools are now being used by millions of people to write their emails, texts, and difficult conversations for them. What started as a productivity shortcut has quietly become a wholesale replacement for personal communication skills. People are increasingly letting machines speak for them, not just assist them, across both professional and personal contexts. The communication angle. Here is the real comparison worth making: a person who writes their own difficult email versus a person who pastes the situation into ChatGPT and hits send on whatever comes back. The first person sits with discomfort. They choose their words. They decide how much to reveal, how firm to be, where to soften. That process of deciding is not inefficiency. It is skill building. Every word they wrestle with makes them sharper the next time they have to speak in a room where there is no AI to save them. The second person gets a polished, grammatically perfect message that sounds like nobody. It is smooth in the way a hotel lobby is smooth. No edges, no personality, no real accountability. And here is the problem: the recipient can often feel it. There is a growing recognition that AI-generated communication has a particular tone, a kind of frictionless blandness, that signals I did not care enough to think about you specifically. But the deeper damage is invisible. Every time you outsource a hard conversation to a machine, you lose a repetition. Communication is a physical skill, like a golf swing or a jump shot. You only get better by doing it badly first, then adjusting. When you hand that experience to AI, you're not saving time. You are spending skill. The professionals who will win the next decade are the ones who can walk into a room and handle conflict, deliver bad news, negotiate, and inspire without a script generated by a tool. AI can be a drafting aid, the way a thesaurus is a drafting aid. Use it to check your tone, sharpen a phrase, or spot a gap. Do not use it to replace the thinking that makes you credible. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on owning your voice gives you a framework for developing a communication style that is distinctly yours, so that your words carry weight because people recognize the person behind them. No AI can replicate that, and no AI can build it for you. The takeaway: before you use AI to write your next important message, write your own version first, even a rough one. Send that. Use AI afterward only to review what you sent and identify what you could have done better. This flips the tool from a crutch into a coach, and it means you keep the repetition that builds the skill. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.